2 Kings chapter 22. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. 3487 AH 555 BC, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adiah of Boscath. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and walked in all the way of David his father, and did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. And it came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah, 3504 AH, 538 BC, that the king sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, the scribe, to the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, saying, Go up to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may count the silver which is brought into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, which the doorkeepers have gathered from the people. And let them deliver it into the hand of the workers, who have the oversight of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And let them give it to the workers who are in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah to repair the damages of the house temple, to carpenters, and builders, and masons, and to buy timber and cut stone to repair the house temple. However, there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, because they dealt faithfully. And Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and brought the king word again, and said, Your servants have gathered the money that was found in the house temple, and have delivered it into the hand of those who do the work, that have the oversight of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he tore his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Ichbar the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asahiah a servant of the king's, saying, Go, inquire of the Lord Jehovah for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that is found. Because great is the anger of the Lord Jehovah that is kindled against us, because our forefathers have not listened to the words of this book, to do according to all that which is written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam, and Ichbar, and Shaphan, and Asahiah, went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum the son of Tikva, the son of Harhaz, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she lived in Jerusalem in the college. And they communed with her. And she said to them, This is what the Lord Jehovah God of Israel says, tell the man that sent you to me. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon those who live here, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read. Because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my anger will be kindled against this place, and will not be quenched. But to the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of the Lord Jehovah, this is what you shall say to him. This is what the Lord Jehovah God of Israel says. As concerning the words which you have heard. Because your heart was tender, and you have humbled yourself before the Lord Jehovah, when you heard what I spoke against this place, and against those who live in it, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and have torn your clothes, and wept before me. I also have heard you, says the Lord Jehovah. Therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be gathered into your grave in peace, and your eyes will not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again.